It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome John Brookins. John is the president of the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. Hey there, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. And I am the immediate past president.
Oh, I see.
Don't want to get into trouble with the board.
I've
been on the board for 18 years and been in trouble over an extended period of time. So
That's what I like, is a rebel. So, John, before we get started today, I know you guys have a big event coming up, a big fundraiser for the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program coming up on the 15th of April. But I want to first find out about Kiwanis. Tell me about Kiwanis.
Well, Kiwanis is a community service, all-volunteer organization, started back in 1915 in Detroit, Michigan. And for all that time, it's dedicated to the health and welfare of children. And 108 years later now, Kiwanis and Kiwanin clubs are spread all over the world with the same focus. We're now in 80 countries across the world. So, yeah, that's what we do. We're dedicated and focused around the health and welfare of children.
How long have you been involved with Kiwanis?
This is my 42nd year.
Wow, congratulations. That's a good long time.
Yeah, 42 years. Yeah, it's gone by very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And lots of wonderful, what we refer to in our world as Kiwanis moments.
I bet you got to experience quite a few of those as president of Kiwanis.
Yeah, I've been a president of a number of Kiwanis clubs, but then president of the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program, which is a separate 501c3 corporation. Very enriching. I've been on the board for 18 years, and we serve every 2 year terms as immediate as president and as an immediate past president. So, yeah, it's been very encouraging.
Awesome. Well, I bet we'd be hard pressed to find somebody in our area who's never heard of Dornbecker Children's Hospital. But in case there is that one person out there, tell us who Dornbecker is.
Dornbecker Children's Hospital was named after a Portland, Oregon furniture maker named Frank Silas Dornbecker. And he passed at the age of 60 in 1921 and left a bit of money. But more importantly, he left some directions to his daughter, Ada, and his son, Edward, to do something for children in the area in Oregon without regard to social or economic status. And Edward and Ada decided to build a children's hospital, named it after their father, Dornbecker Children's, and who still, after over 100 years now, has never turned away for due to social or economic status. So I think Frank would be pretty pleased with the endowment.
And in case people don't know where Dornbecker is, it's up on the hill with OHSU, right?
That is correct. It was actually the second medical facility up on top of the hill on Markham Hill. The first one was the University of Oregon Medical School. And the second one in 1926 was Dornbecker Children's Hospital.
Are Dornbecker Children's Hospital and OHSU, are they connected somehow?
Yes and yes. OHSU has really consolidated the facilities, especially in their growth and international status as a leading developer of programs, education, and also research. And so Dornbecker Children's is a partner and part of.
We're talking today with John Brookins, with the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. Now, how did Kiwanis and Dornbecker get together, John?
Well, back, if you remember the Children's Miracle Network in the 80s.
Yeah.
Telethons on the TV were very popular ways of raising money. And if you remember Donnie and Marie Esmond of the TV Andy Williams fame, and also their friend John Scheider of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Bringing back memories.
Formed an organization called the Children's Miracle Network, and Kiwanis has been involved in that since its beginning. And so after that telethon was, you know, a one-day event, we said, gee, this is a marvelous kind of parallel organization of children and Kiwanis. And so we asked, what else can we do? And they said, well, you know, we have a real need for isolate incubators for newborns all over the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington that need to be transported to Dornbecker for life-saving treatment. And we said, okay, fine, we can do that. So we raised money and bought six of those. And says, what else can we do? And then in the 1990s, they said, you know, children that have cancer and need a bone marrow transplant currently have to go to San Francisco or to Seattle. And, you know, during the pandemic, you can imagine having to drop off somebody that you know that was ill at a hospital and you couldn't go in because of the pandemic. It was similar to that with these children who had to get a bone marrow transplant in Seattle and San Francisco. So he says, you know, we'd love to have our own. So Kiwanis got together, Kiwanians and Kiwanis clubs and others. We got together, we raised the money, and installed the one and only, it's still, bone marrow transplant in Oregon at Dornbecker Children's. And then in 1997, Dr. Leonard Johnson, who was the physician in chief at Dornbecker, really laid us out and gave us our biggest challenge. And he says that contribute to the end of cancer in children around the world. He says the only way to do that is to put more physician scientists into the battle of research and treatement. And so that in 1997, we formed a 501c3 nonprofit, Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. And that's what we do. And we're continuing today. And it's, it's been a wonderful relationship with Dornbecker and the OHSU.
With the sole goal of ending children's cancer, right?
That is correct. To work themselves, and many of them have said this, we want to work ourselves out of a job. And and Dr. Dana Brainer, who's the physician in chief at Dornbecker Children's now, his prediction, and I love to quote him, is that he believes that with what the work the Kiwanis fellows are doing and others, that there should be an end to cancer in children within his lifetime. And every time I see Dr. Brainer, I remind him that he's a few years younger than me, and that I would like him to say that he'd like to end cancer in children in my lifetime, because I would like to see that.
Well, and if I remember correctly, children's cancer is the number one killer of children after everything else, right?
Cancer takes the lives of more children than all other diseases combined.
Okay. Yeah.
Unfortunately, accidents among children, 14 to 18, takes the lives of more children than anything else. But so, unfortunately, we're number two.
Oh, yeah. That's just a shocking statistic.
It shocks almost everybody that I share it with that isn't already aware this disease is devastating, not just to the child, but to the entire family. It's terrible. And we just, on the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program, we just find it to be unacceptable.
I'm right there with you. We're talking today with John Brookins with the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. John, your program has had some huge successes. Tell us about some of those.
It's, you know, pretty much starts with Brian Druker, Dr. Brian Druker at up in Dornbecker Children's Hospital. He discovered a wonder drug, the most advanced drug for the treatment of cancer in children, called Gleevec in 2002. And since that time, Dr. Druker has been a magnet for exceptional, brilliant fellows. And these fellows are full-fledged pediatricians. They're licensed doctors who have decided somewhere in their residency and networking that they want to dedicate their lives to ending cancer in children by becoming physician scientists. And our fellowship program is 3 to 4 years old. You serve 3 to 4 years. And the intensity and the passion that these physicians have is just unbelievable. Dr. Evan Sharrock, who's the head of the fellowship program, had to really put her foot down here a couple of years ago and tell the fellows that they can only work 80 hours a week on the floor, in the hospital, or in the lab.
Only 80 hours a week. That's
only
that's some dedication right there. Because they are there more than 80 hours in a week? Good heavens.
I've had a number of employees and even some employers in my working career, and I've never had anybody come up to me and say, gee, I'd really love to work 80 hours for this rate of pay. And that's the dedication. And consequently, you know, 100 or so of these physicians, doctors, pediatricians, apply every year for these two fellowships at Dornbecker Children's Hospital. And one of them that, you know, as far as successes, Dr. Laura Davis, 2013 fellow, she was the first adolescent and young adult fellow in the United States. And that was because of the Dr. Druker and also a guy named Dr. Archie Blyer, who convinced the world, literally, that cancer transitions from childhood cancer, and once you get to be about 14 or so, it transitions to adolescent and young adult types of cancers, and then it transitions to adult cancers. And Dr. Blyer was significant, and with Laura Davis deciding to come, and now she's internationally known in her work with adolescent and young adults. Dr. Bill Chang graduated from our fellowship program in 2006. He's currently the director of the Children's Oncology Group, where Dornbecker Children's and OHSU do the pilot and other clinical trials. They are the innovators of absolutely new techniques. And one of the teams that he served on with Dr. Evan Sharrock and Dr. Anita Nemechek on the development of a drug called Chimera that was approved by the FDA in 2018 and allows for the retraining of a patient's own immune system of the CAR T cells to recognize cancer, and it's called through immunotherapy. And Chimera was used during clinical trial on children that were not responding to any other treatment. And they were 100% terminal. And with one dose of Chimera, 83% of these terminal children were cured of cancer.
Wow.
That's a wow.
That's a big wow.
And then we have got, you know, the new buzzword. Dr. Linda Stark, at a board meeting of ours, she was relating some of the advances and what our fellows were doing and that kind of thing. And she kept using this term prevention. And finally, I had to stop her and say, Dr. Stork, tell us a little bit about prevention. She says, oh, you know, Dr. Matt Dietz, 2020 graduate. He's working in his lab to identify markers at birth, a simple blood test, to predetermine whether or not these markers are predisposed to be cancerous. And then through immunotherapy and drugs like Chimera, to retrain our own immune system. So when they do become cancerous, our own immune system attacks them, kills them, and with the same symptoms of maybe having a cold for a couple of days. So that's just some examples of the unbelievable successes that are going on and in the advancement.
Yeah. We're talking with John Brookins with the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program. And one of the things that, well, probably the main thing that the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program does is support these fellows. Tell me about that.
Well, the fellows, of course, most fellowships, and I don't know of another fellowship program in the United States that the fellows themselves don't have to fund their first year. And if you've ever written a grant of any kind, it's time consuming and difficult. And we really took Dr. Leonard Johnson's task to heart. He says, when the fellows are dedicated and not having to raise their own funds for that first year, because if you take a look at it, they don't have any track record in hematology oncology to write grants, and grants take a great deal of time, and it also then restricts your future research to whatever the grantors are interested in. So that's what we do. We fund that first year of salaries and benefits so that these fellows can concentrate on where their passion lies and don't have to worry about funding. And it's and at 80 hours a week, it is a real, real bargain and the successes that they've had.
Well, one of these fundraisers is coming up very soon. It's Kiwanis Day at Dornbecker on April 15th. Let's talk about that.
That's correct. It's historically... we've had this as an annual event for probably the last 15, 16 years. And then the pandemic closed us down. The last one was in February of 2020. Oh. And this, so this year, April 15th, Kiwanis Day at Dornbecker at the OHSU Robertson Life Sciences Building. And we have really grown. We used to have it in the library up at on campus, and then in the Bay, and now we're at the Robertson because it has just over 400 seats. And this allows Kiwanians and the general public, key clubs from high school and builders clubs, which are all part of the Kiwanis family, to come and make contribution to the Kiwanis Dornbecker Children's Cancer Program and the fellowships. And in turn, they receive, this year, Dr. Dana Brainer, who's the physician in chief of Dornbecker, Dr. Linda Stark, Evan Sharrock, the directors, and a number of the fellows, all of the current fellows, and a patient and a family who just share their experiences. And it really makes an emotional connection that, cancer doesn't just occur here in Portland, Oregon. All over the state, almost 300,000 times, a child from Oregon and Southwest Washington went to Dornbecker Children's Hospital for treatment last year. And so our goal this year is to raise $85,000 at the event. And so I think we're going to be very successful, and I hope that we exceed that by at least triple, if not quadruple. And Gary, I just can't tell you now how appreciative I am of this interview and 97.1 Charlie FM for helping us get the word out, because this is a free event, open to the public. And also, if you go on our website at KiwanisDornbecker.org, you can register, and it has live streaming and will be available for a recording. And it's a big event.
Yeah.
Have a lot of fun.
How is money raised at the event? How do you do that?
Well, one is I'm the moderator, and I'm really not shy. clubs and organizations and groups, have their own fundraisers going on, and this gives them an opportunity to make a presentation and meet meet the fellows and that kind of thing. So it's a sort of a collection and collaboration. We will count, you know, funds that have been received just prior to the event also. But it's not a, you know, we don't have any raffle items. It's not a 50-50. You know, we're not taking our jerseys off our backs or something like that, but at this particular event. But just to connect with groups outside, you know, all over the state of Oregon and Southwest Washington, if they want to do some kind of fundraiser, if this is, becomes a important factor of their lives, that we are there to support their efforts. I've made over the last 18 years that I've been on the board, I just hit my 250th presentation at clubs and groups all over the Pacific Northwest. And I can't think of just a few where somebody doesn't come up to me and said, my daughter, my granddaughter, my sons, my neighbor wasn't treated for cancer at Dornbecker Children's, and what a, I hate to use the word, but they all describe it as a marvelous experience. I have it, but just the full family treatment that goes on and the attention and passion of the fellows, because all of our fellows in that first year, they treat every cancer patient that comes on the floor. And that lasts for virtually a lifetime, for every cancer patient is monitored and reviewed over the entire course of their lives. And so they're in touch. And it's, in fact, our first fellow, Dr. Ashley Speckhart, who has been at, almost went immediately to Children's Hospital in Portland, Maine. And that was, that's become her specialty, is long-term effects of treatment of children with cancer. And so, and she's, you know, led international consortiums and bureaus and gives presentations on the long-term effects. So it's a lifelong commitment of your entire career.
And this event, the Kiwanis Day at Dornbecker, is coming up on April 15th. We've got a couple minutes left. You have some other fundraising events that are on the horizon, too. Talk about those.
Yeah, we've had golf tournaments ongoing over all the years. We have one in, at the Lewis River Golf Course from the Southwest Washington Kiwanis Clubs. They're are hosting that. At that's May 13, 2023. And you can register for that on our website again, KiwanisDornbecker.org. Many organizations from Florence to Redmond to Burns, Baker City, all over the do fundraisers that we get involved in, walking events, biking events, bike rides, sporting events, golf tournaments. We also have an online auction, which will be towards the end of the summer. So donated items and experiences, lots of fishing trips and those kinds of things. Also, we do locally blown, hand-blown glass ornaments that are available all year. And we really do well with that as business appreciation gifts. And you can pre-order, and we have a couple, three, four companies that order 400 or 500 of these and send them out to their clients and customers as appreciation for their business around Thanksgiving and then the holidays. And also, we have a speakers bureau, and we'll go anywhere and talk to any group and for periods of time, generally a speaking event is about 30 minutes. I can speak until you shut me up. but yeah, we'll go anywhere in the state and share what we know. You know, it's with the 280,000 last year, 280,752 times a child went to Dornbecker Children's from all over the state of Oregon, even Harney County and Malheur County and Klamath County. You know, you think that those are too far away, Baker County, Baker City. So, we'll go anywhere and talk to any group.
Excellent.
Even Gary Bloxham and 97.1 Charlie up there.
Well, John, you're doing such great work. Thank you so much. And thanks for taking time to talk to us today, because Our audience doesn't know, but you're actually out camping right now, and you still answered your phone. I appreciate that.
That is true. It is raining at home, but it isn't snowing.
Well, that's good.
So that's a good thing. And we got a big fire and a group of friends. And we'll be here until Thursday. And I just thank you, Gary, for allowing us, for allowing me to share. And I really welcome your audience to go online, register for Kiwanis Day at Doornbeker, and just show up. Free parking. It is in the Robertson Building, so it's down on the waterfront at the bottom of the tram, as opposed to trying to find a place to park all the way up on top of Markham Hill.
Excellent. We've been talking today with John Brookins with the Kiwanis Doornbeker Children's Cancer Program. John, thank you.
Gary, thank you very much.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.